Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so a professor of philosophy, which, by the way, you know, you can study that on your own. You don't need $30,000 a year professors to help you.
Yeah, you can pretty much study it for free.
Study just about anything on your own, really, these days. Peter Boghossian, he's a former philosophy professor at Portland State University, wrote, "I don't think you should send your kids to universities anymore," I told my daughter. This is on social media. "Don't go to college. Become an electrician." I never would have imagined 10 years ago that I would say that. It's better to stare at a wall, he says, or do nothing than learn things that are fake. Wow. Astonishing when a liberal philosophy professor tells people, including his own daughter, not to go to university. He said because they've become indoctrination mills. And they make you poor. And she said, it's not worth the money. And we're seeing, this is a fascinating topic to me. And I see article after article of it. I only do the most interesting ones now because it's almost every day. It's either people who would have never been considered for management before, who don't have degrees, who now are, companies dropping, according to the Wall Street Journal, more companies anyway, dropping the requirement for a college degree in many cases, obviously. Some of those you wouldn't want, like if you employ doctors, you definitely want them to have an MD. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about just the idea that everybody should have one outside of science fields or accounting or something like that. No. And so you're seeing that in the workplace. You're seeing every year since the year before the pandemic, the percentage of middle class kids going to college is dropping. And I think part of that is a function of price, and part of it is just that they are just very... They're basically woke mills of propaganda. Yeah. I mean, I don't know why you're going to pay for some liberal to propagandize to your child when, good gosh, if that's what you want, just put them on TikTok and the Chinese government will do it for you.
Yeah. Well, and it's not just TikTok. This is a whole social media thing. And listen, we're never going back. Genie's out of the bottle.
Right.
But the information and the influence of social media can be both positive and negative. And there is a lot of negative things that conservative-minded parents will find on social media applications that their children are being exposed to on a regular basis if you allow them, you know, instant and immediate and unfiltered access.
And by the way, that means, that reminds me, I wanted to get to this headline. Utah governor signs law requiring parents' consent for minors to use social media.
Yeah.
Good. I've been saying this for a long time. It actually was two pieces of sweeping social media legislation. And it'll require social media companies to get parental consent for minors using their services. It'll make Utah the first state to do that. This needs to happen in state after state.
It just bothers me that we have the state having to get involved to tell parents to do your job and be a parent.
Look, here's what I hear from parents all the time. Well, when all their friends are on. Yeah, but what are they doing? I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a good gut check. What social media apps are on your kid's phone? You should know that off the top of your head. That should not be something you have to go and look. If you do, that's okay. And the other thing I get from parents is, well, but my kid, I have a good kid. I'm sure you do. I have good kids too. You wouldn't believe what came in over my child's social media. You would not believe. I mean, the thing that offended me most personally would be the fact that her profile said she was in middle school and middle-aged men were contacting her, which I guess for her would be like early 30s, right? I'm like, she says she's in middle school. Why are you sending her messages? By the way, I'm her mom. I operate this account. You're talking to me. I'm older than you are. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Ban.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But this is what comes for them when you put the profile out there. And to me, like, one of the most jarring stories this week was the fact that, you know, Vice had the article. They did an experiment. They created profiles for 13-year-old boys on TikTok. It took 10 minutes before the pro-suicide videos started showing up. Why? Well, this is the Chinese. They're in a war, at war with us. Asymmetrical war with us. What do you think? There's a reason you can go on TikTok and get the fentanyl delivered to your house and mom never knows till she goes upstairs to see why Sonny hasn't come down for dinner. He's 12 and he's dead. Where did it come from? Social media. TikTok. This is the China. I mean, if you would say, Lee, I know I'm reeling from this, but I'm trying to explain to parents, you know, they're having this TikTok hearing on Capitol Hill. I don't even think the people grilling the TikTok CEO fully understand the implications of this problem. We have turned an entire generation over to Chinese Communist Party state media. That is where they primarily get their news. If you spend any time around kids, I spend a lot of time around kids. I go to sports tournaments and on downtime, what are they doing? They're all on their phones. What are they on? Almost entirely on TikTok. And what is the news on TikTok? It is produced by the Chinese Communist Party under several name brands. And what is their politics? Maoist, Marxist. And who do they push almost exclusively? Democrats. And the Forbes, you know, investigative piece on this, Lee, found literally just focus on the election, okay? And it was almost all pro-Democrat because they're all Marxist, right? Yeah. Marxist there trying to get the Marxist here elected.
That's the closest affiliated party.
Yeah. And what is it? It's all these negative, you know, videos produced to look like news by the Chinese. And here's what, you know, Chinese Communist Party, not the Chinese people. They're just slaves. They have nothing to do with this. But the Chinese Communist Party is truly evil. Here's the thing. They're not hiding this. Okay. This is in your grill. And the accounts are managed by MediaLinks TV. That's a registered foreign agent with the federal government. Well, who are they? They're the Washington, D.C. based, according to their registration, with the federal government, outpost of the CCP TV.
Yeah.
What's that? The Chinese Communist Party television.
Yeah.
Okay, what is that? Those are the people that provide the news to the people in China. It is compliant with what the Communist Party wants. There is no alternative, right? So if you're Chinese, they've got an effective digital wall around the country and they are all the time brainwashing and propagandizing. Well, they're doing it here too. Except there's a twist. It's incredibly destructive. In other words, they're not feeding their own kids. Hey, you want to kill yourself? Videos. Look, Jake Gyllenhaal's doing it. They actually like rejiggered the whole Jake Gyllenhaal suicide like montage and started feeding it to 13-year-olds. This is what's on there. So, I mean, this is absolute warfare and your kids' minds are marinated in it. Number one source of news for kids under the age of 18, what is it? Social media. What's the number one social media app used by kids under 18? That would be TikTok. Whose news are you getting? Well, you might look on there and it might say at Pandorama. Or it could be at The Optimist or at News Talks. That's all straight from the Chinese Communist Party. All of it. So that's where your kids are getting their news. And you're not going to win. They spend hours with the Chinese.
And you have Democrats that are defending this. You've got some who are claiming that we're being xenophobic. This has nothing to do with the race. It has everything to do with the political ideology of communism and Marxism that is being spouted by these folks that are in charge of this. And with American user data going straight to the Communist Party. That's factual. It has nothing to do with being racist against China, for crying out loud.
This is why Modi of India, it's been 2 years now since he banned TikTok. If you're a kid in India, you're not on TikTok. And you know what? They're doing just fine. 6% GDP growth a yearly.
Yeah.
Not a decade like us. If that, a year. So look, India can see this. They understand the existential threat China is, because China's like, you know, killing their own people on their own border. And they're like, no, we're done with this. This is a form of war, and they got rid of it, and we should get rid of it too. It absolutely should go. I'm definitely a free speech person, but this is not what this is. This is something else. I'm quite frankly shocked that so many Democrats are willing to consider banning it, given it is literally the key source of campaign commercials.
But you know the polling
toward
data,
young kids.
The polling data is showing this, that this is a winner for any politician that will stand up against this. Because the real America that's out there has a concern about our adversaries overseas. These parties, I'm not sure, always do. Certainly not the Democrat Party and some Republicans as well. But this obviously is a polling data-driven movement that is going on here, where Democrats and Republicans on a bipartisan basis are criticizing this app because calling it a national security issue. Listen, as I said earlier, social media is a threat to the culture and the lives of this country. It has its benefits, but it has its negatives. And because we as parents, collectively, we as parents, fail our children in monitoring their activity and are not treating our children, are not being parents, but trying to be friends of our children in some cases, that's where the problem lies. It's not that the Communist Party is trying to infiltrate this country, even though that is an issue. But it is the overall issue and the influence that social media has on our family unit, on our children, and our lack of parenting prowess in this country.
Even Instagram, Lee, I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm
like
saying.
I said, Instagram, yeah. My daughter has an account, but she doesn't have the passwords to it. It's on my phone. I regularly go down the feed, and I am absolutely shocked by what shows up in that feed. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm like, why is this in my feed? This is not appropriate for a tween. You know, what is this doing here? You know, or for a teen or a tween, what is this doing here? Are we following this person? Or look, no, we're not even following them. What is it in that feed for? You know, I mean, you're just like, what the heck? You would be shocked by what they're hit with. So that's what I tell parents. Well, but all their friends, all right, well, if they have to have it, put it on your phone. You control the password. This is why.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yay, good news. Well, it's Friday. Wearing this bald cap, you can see me on my Rumble channel right now. This show is not just a radio show anymore. It's also a broadcast, a video production. So I am today, for the first time, unveiling ahead of Tuesday. So you don't even have to wait. Our new logo. So it's never before been seen until this moment outside the building. So this is an historic moment. We're going to officially unveil it on Tuesday. And I'm just getting a kick out of, you know, the planets are supposed to align next week, which is going to be cool. I want to see that. I'm thinking I'm going to wake the kids up. And literally after the five planets are align, Mars, Venus, Jupiter, and yes, Uranus. I'm forgetting one. Forget which one. Anyway, like almost like right after that, in the hours after that, we are going to realign. We're going to move down the radio dial to the left to 98.9. See the 98.9 in the new logo on my ball cap today that I'm wearing in celebration of this. And we will go from two counties to 26. And we will become the voice of the Carolinas. This is a huge move for us because we weren't even heard in our entire listening area before. And now we're going to 100,000 watts. That is the most you can legally have. I like to say we're going to be barely legal at 100,000 watts. And in radio parlance, in the radio industry, that is what is called a blowtorch. And that's because it just blows through everything. So I'm super excited about that. I'm super excited about all the influence that we will have, and I believe we should have, both in North Carolina and South Carolina politics. It's going to be historic in a lot of ways, given that this is the single most important election of our lifetimes. Everyone after this will be. And we're going to play a big role in it, both in South Carolina, because we're a critical primary state, and in North Carolina, because it's a critical swing state. So I can't wait. We will be the place to go for an interview in both states. Hopefully there'll be some politicians up there that aren't afraid of hard questions, the kind that we ask here on this show. Okay, new survey. I love stuff like this. 12 things people never thought they'd do as adults, but ended up doing anyway. Oh, there's so many of these for me. I got one. Talk radio show host. I was going to be a doctor. It's hilarious now. I was going to be a doctor. Mm-hmm. Never thought I'd end up here. So that's one for me. I was so shy too as a kid. In my, you know, especially in high school, like the idea of talking to this many people at one time would have paralyzed me. So that's mine. Number 12, most common response, they never thought they'd be doing everything they're doing now. The number 11, the get off my lawn thing. I used to think it was silly that people cared about their lawn so much, the outside appearance of their home. I'm now obsessed with it. Yeah, there's something rewarding about getting green things to grow and making them look nice. There is. It's a nurturing aspect you don't have as much as a kid. Get married? Yeah, I could see that as a kid. Why would you want to get married? Be single. Yeah, well, single's kind of lonely when you're on the other side of, you know, 13. Getting a dog? Really? I always thought I'd have a dog. Eating broccoli and actually enjoying it. Yep, check for me. Owning a minivan. Oh, I always said I wouldn't do that. I wasn't going to have... You know what it was? That was a station wagon. My parents had a station wagon. I hated that thing. Then you're like, oh, the space, the room, the safety. Number 6, telling your kid because I said so. That used to drive me nuts, my parents. Just because. No, I'm not explaining to you. I don't have to explain it to you. I was never going to say that ever. But then you're tired. It's been a long day. The explanation involves many inappropriate topics. And you're just like, no, just no. Forget. No, I don't care. You're not. No way. Here's one I always swore I wouldn't do. Stopped. I don't know what is in the brain that does this. Stopped liking new music. I always used to be into the newest, latest things that came out. I can't even tell you now what it is. Stop liking new music. And, you know, I wonder why I do this, because one of the things that I do with my kids, my daughter in particular, is when we're traveling, she plays me a song and I play her a song. We do this for miles and miles and miles and miles. And hers are always new music. And I've got a whole playlist full of new music from her that I love, that she's, you know, she's found that we have very similar taste in music. And I'm like, oh, this is great. What band is this? Oh, my gosh. And she's like, you've never heard of, are you kidding me, Mom? And now I'm a big fan and I'm listening to all their music. I'm like, why am I not listening to new music? I don't know why, but I stopped. So that's definitely one for me. I can remember thinking as a teen, I'm always going to listen to new music. I can't imagine missing all the great new songs. And I do. I am. My kids keep me young in that way. Number 3, giving up on creativity. I don't think I've done that. Number 2, gardening. Growing up, working in the garden was a punishment. Yes, I can remember my dad would geek out. Come on outside. Let me show you the tomatoes or whatever he was growing. You roll your eyes. Oh, Dad. Okay. Yeah, now I'm a gardener. Love to garden. Number one, I don't get this one. Maybe you will. This is not me. This is things as a kid you swore you'd never do as an adult, but now you do. Bird watching? Well, okay, no. What? No, maybe. All right, maybe. Yeah, I do have a hummingbird feeder. Cannot wait for the hummingbirds. Cannot wait. I'm checking actually the regional hummingbird tracker. Have any of you seen a hummingbird yet? Usually show up in the upstate, in my experience, around the 20th or so of March. So they should be here now. You know what? I've been so busy, I haven't checked. I got to get that hummingbird feeder up this weekend. On the to-do list right now. What is it for you? Stuff that you thought you would never do as an adult. You're like, I'm never doing it. And now you're doing it. Love to hear from you. New tablet.com article pointing out the shocking fact. 40% of the money ever created by our government was created between the years 2020 and 2023. This is almost never mentioned when we talk about bank collapses and interest rate hikes. Almost never mentioned. It's as if inflation is much a mystery as a UFO appearing over your backyard. We have no idea how it got there. Nobody saw it. Nobody did. They don't know. It's all very confusing. But this is the problem. Stephen Moore, who puts out a killer newsletter every day, he was the chief economic advisor for Donald Trump when he was in office. It's at the Committee to Unleash Prosperity website. Say, key prep material for me. I read it every day. And he explains how we got here. And he says the key reason that we got here is because Jerome Powell refuses to level with the American people. This is why I believe the swamp wanted him and Trump appointed him, and why Biden kept him. Because he would do shock face about inflation. Inflation is only caused by one thing, two things in the Biden era, really. The printing of money is number one, and number two, energy policy. Whenever you do something to artificially inflate the value of energy, i.e. artificially hold back supply, you're going to get a bigger bill, and that's going to drive inflation on everything. He writes this week, and this is alarming, that the Federal Reserve Bank data show that much of the Fed's tightening of the last year, they tightened up, said we're going to stop flooding the market with cash. We've already in 3 years put 40% of the cash ever created ever since the founding of the Republic into the market. We're going to kind of like stop that. And by the way, they act like that's very normal. Yeah. Well, they started tightening a number of months ago. It's called tightening when they pull back on that. Just bailing out the banks, has undone half the tightening. So what we're doing, we're going in a loop. And that's what countries start to do. Venezuela, Zimbabwe, they go in a loop. When you print this much money, you cannot do this. It makes no sense. And he writes this week about how this is not confusing. What is causing this? What is causing this is the fact that our Federal Reserve Chairman used to warn Congress publicly, hey, if you're going to do XYZ, you can do that. Print a ton of money, more than has ever been printed in a 2 year period in American history. You're going to have some problems. You're going to have inflation. Jerome Powell refuses to do that. No one speaks of it. And that's how we got here. That is quite literally how we got here. And does a great job this week of explaining that. Piece is called The Fed Still Doesn't Get It. It's the government spending stupid. We have a major beef, he writes, with Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. He refuses to use his bully pulpit to tongue lash Biden and Congress for the $6 trillion spending spree over the past 2 years. The multi-trillion dollar smorgasbord of spending is the cause of all the country's toxic financial problems, including high and non-transitory inflation. The mini bank crisis triggered by the swift near 500 basis points rise in rates and the 14-month bear market in stocks. The Fed's hundreds of brainiac PhD economists can't connect these dots. The fact that they can't is more than a little worrisome, he writes. A good Fed chief, like superstars Paul Volcker and Alan Greenspan, relentlessly attacked Congress for accelerating federal spending and debt. Volcker and Greenspan acted as Congress's chief fiscal conscience. And he writes, look, when that, you know, when they didn't want to listen, these Fed chairmen went before the American people and said, look, we can't do this. We're going to be broke. And he puts a transcript of one of the few cases in which the media actually asked Powell about money printing. And because the media knows not to ask, because they know that's what caused this. They don't want to talk about it because they want to keep doing it. Edward Lawrence from Fox Business asked him about it. Inflation's been rather sticky. Do you need help from the fiscal side to get inflation down faster? In other words, what he means is like from Congress, like maybe they could stop printing money. You know what Powell says? Well, we don't assume that. We don't give advice, he says, to the fiscal authorities. That would be Congress. And we assume that, look, we make fiscal policy as it comes to our front door and we stick it to our model. Really? Yeah, because see, what most people don't know, all of that money that got printed, it got printed by Powell at the Federal Reserve. And then he's like, oh dear, inflation. And he goes down the hall and starts hiking interest rates. Everybody's looking at Powell. Can Powell fix it? And when Powell makes mistakes, hikes too fast, doesn't start hiking fast enough. Oh, but it's just Powell's fault. No, it's not. It's Congress's fault. That's why they keep this guy. That's why they keep this guy. He is going to get appointed to all the right boards. He is going to make hundreds of millions of dollars in his first few years out as payment for this. They keep this guy because he is willing to go along with our national delusion that he, Jerome Powell, he, the Federal Reserve Chairman, is somehow responsible for this. And he just should have tried a little harder. He should have just made like a little better decision and we wouldn't have. No, you cannot print 40% of the money supply in just shy of 3 years ever printed in this country. I think, you know, it's just, it's all very normal. It's not normal. There's nothing normal about any of this. Nothing at all. Listen to this. The Federal Open Market Committee, this is the source on this, is the key Federal Reserve Committee responsible for setting federal rates. It missed its own estimate of inflation since 2020, 47 times. What does that mean? Pretty much all of them. Was this a mistake? No. No. None of it was a mistake. It's not an accident. This was done on purpose. The only question is why. In this tablet piece I'm reading on the record history of the dollar, more dollars were put into circulation. Listen to this. Think about this. And you want to see how big of a deal we're about to head for? When you do things that have never been done before in economic history, you get things that have never been done. You get consequences that have never happened in economic history. Listen to this. More dollars were put into circulation between 2014 and 2022 than in the entire recorded history of the dollar. More dollars put into circulation between 2014 and 2022 than the whole recorded history of the dollar. Put another way, more money, more dollars created between 2020 and 2023. 40% of existing money supply in the entire country's history ever. Created between 2020 and 2023. And they act like, well, we just won't even bring that up because that's not even important. We're just not even going to mention it. And like once a week on Fox News, usually for less than 30 seconds, and you know, about the same on Fox Business, they'll let somebody on who tells the truth, but not too much. Not too much. This is where America, we're completely dysfunctional. We never tell the truth. This week's lucky contestant was Kevin O'Leary, CEO of O'Leary Enterprises. And he was responding to the lunatic, Senator Elizabeth Warren. She's very mad. She is playing the game. She said the get mad at Powell gay. Beat up on Powell gay. Pretend that Powell has somehow screwed this up and she is a victim. And so are her constituents when she is actually the abuser. She is actually the one who criminally wrecked their lives.
We've got the Fed right at the center of the two biggest economic problems in this country.
No, that was you, honey.
He has raised interest rates at an extreme level, unlike anything we've ever seen.
Well, you printed all that money, honey.
And it has certainly created problems throughout the banking system.
If he didn't do it, we'd be to Zimbabwe, honey, because of all the money you printed. You voted for all of it, all of it. Kevin O'Leary thought that was funny. CEO of O'Leary Enterprises.
The reason we have inflation is we printed $4 trillion. $4 trillion in 36 months. What do you expect when you print that much? There's not enough goods to sell everybody when they have $4 trillion sloshing around, so we have inflation. And that big poke or pig has to go through the snake, and it's going to take a couple more years. We're going to have inflation for a while. The Fed is going to keep these rate hikes going, probably another two.
Aizu is almost $5 trillion. Who's counting? Yep. So that was 24 seconds. And you'll get that about once a week on Fox News and not at all on the rest of the channels. And the hope is, you know what's so interesting is the folks in the swamp, they all act like this is all very normal. This is all very stupid. And we have the Democrats now screaming, we need a debt ceiling limit hike. So what? Well, so we can print more money. Why wouldn't we print more money? And then literally Elizabeth Warren will vote for all that and then scream at Powell for not fixing it. These are children. These are like children. Text your rates. Hey, Tara, on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Tara, You mentioned geofencing being used to target citizens on January 6th. You reported a while ago that the government used geolocation data to confirm lockdown compliance. Has there been an investigation into what Chinese-affiliated companies bought location data, which can be correlated against TikTok geo data, to target politicians or government agents based on what their children post? Look, here's the thing. Remember when John Ratcliffe was our director of national intelligence, the single highest ranking intel position in the country, higher than the CIA chief and the FBI chief? And he told us that once he got in there, he immediately began encountering information. It was classified about how a shocking number of people in Congress, and particularly in congressional leadership, were owned by the Chinese, either through pay, you know, bribes, blackmail, or both. I think the answer is yes. That is my guess. I think the answer is yes. Texture rates, I've got two hummingbird feeders up. No birds yet. I actually checked the, it's at hummingbirdcentral.com. It's really cool. I watch it every year. It's a hummingbird tracker. And so far we have had one report of a hummingbird and that was in Greenville on 3/9 ruby threaded. So one's been spotted in the Greenville area so far. No others reported. So if you have one, that's a group of scientists. I like to report them. I also like to report them on the back end, like what is the latest I see a hummer, so that they know. October 1st is the latest I've ever done it. But yeah, I double checked and my time on there was wrong. I was thinking it was end of March, but it's actually usually the first week of April that I see them in the yard. So this weekend's great. We can get the hummingbird feeder up, but please do not put it up unless you intend to change it. And by change it, I mean run it through the dishwasher on sterilize. On hot heat. Yeah, mold kills hummingbirds. You will find them dead around your yard. You put it up there and you just let it hang till they finish it. When it gets really hot in the summer, 2 days tops is the longest I'll leave it. And then it's got to be taken apart, completely disinfected. And I don't trust anything but the wash machine. So I'll run it like the dishwasher. So I'll run like a load with little or no dishes and just run the feeder through. Put it back up because otherwise you'll kill everything for square miles. They get even the tiniest touch of mold, which grows right there because of sugar water. It'll kill them. And it's a terrible death too. Their throats swell up and their tongues stick out. It's awful. Anyway, don't do that. So please, 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 please do not leave it up. I had 1 year I couldn't put it up because my neighbor had one up. She never changed it. And I'm like, if I put my feeders out, I'm going to attract more and they're just going to go over there and die. So I had to go that summer without hummingbirds and that killed me. So that's one of my favorite things. After Thanksgiving and Christmas, my favorite holiday is when the hummingbirds come. So can't wait till I see my first one. Super excited about that. Please clean, 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 clean them. And I mean really clean them. Do not get slack. You leave that up for a week in the summer, you're going to be killing them. And people don't know that. That's why I'm always like a little hesitant to talk about this, because I'm afraid people go out, put it out there, and they get busy and they don't take it down. So please, for me, if you are not going to clean it, and I mean really clean it, don't put it up. You do more harm than good with the hummingbird nectar. One thing that helps, by the way, is if you buy the nectar in the hardware store, it does at least have some, you know, instead of making it on the oven, it does at least, you know, have some stuff in it that'll retard mold growth. I don't know how good that stuff is for the hummingbirds, though. So just keep it clean. Be on the lookout. Let me know if you see your first one. Where were you? We'll be back on Monday.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.